Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning, Dealing with Distractions. It never fails. The most disruptive thoughts, news, events, and crises seem to occur just as you're preparing to study for your final exam or finish a big term paper. It's amazing how that happens. But then you have to ask yourself, how do you deal with your distractions? So let's think about it. It's important to be able to overcome them in order to be able to study effectively. So let's put some thought into it and list out some pointers and suggestions that will help you focus, and at the same time, you'll feel great about yourself and you will start to really believe in your ability to succeed. So first of all, listen to your thoughts. Find out when and how you respond to external news or triggers. So if your thoughts tend to be about people, places, social comparisons, recognize that. Try to replace the thoughts with those that relate to your task, process, procedures, short-term goals. Okay, second, if you find yourself feeling helpless and telling yourself that you're not able to do anything to protect yourself against change, reassure yourself that feelings and thoughts are normal. However, there are ways to protect yourself. One is to study, and to keep steady with your plans to improve your life and your future. Remind yourself that, statistically speaking, education is the best approach. So stay in school. That's the best way to protect yourself against uncertainty and change and scary times. Three, if you find your thoughts and feelings racing ahead and you find yourself predicting negative outcomes and doomsday scenarios, recognize that, hey, you might be feeling anxious. Racing thoughts and random negative associations that respond to feelings of being threatened are very understandable given the situation. Reassure yourself that the racing thoughts are simply racing thoughts. You do not have to act or react to them. Four, recognize that cognitive interference tends to occur in one or more spheres of cognition. There may be a visual trigger, which will trigger thoughts and emotions. One way to respond to the visual triggers is to switch learning strategies and to move toward alternative modes. So, for example, focus on audio or kinesthetic stuff, which can help you keep on track. Write notes, listen to lectures, watch videos. Okay, finally, do what you can to place yourself in a situation that minimizes interference. When the cognitive interference occurs, sort out the task-related thoughts and the non-task-related thoughts. Set aside the non-task-related thoughts and tell yourself that you do not have to react to them. Six, realize that some decisions are fear-based and some are not. Evaluate your actions or the thoughts about the actions that you're thinking about taking. Are your thoughts racing? Are you telling yourself you need to change your major? Make a list of pros and cons. Sleep on the decision. Fear-based decisions are always a little bit sketchy. I mean, after all, fear is protective and it's good, but at the same time, fear can make us jump into things that are not good for us. Recognize that decisions need to be made quickly sometimes, and sometimes they can be postponed. If you're studying for a test, you need to continue to study, even if your emotions are surging and you're feeling a fight-flight response. Channel that. Channel it into the fight at hand, the test. Use adrenaline to sharpen your focus on the task rather than to let it distract you. If your intrusive thoughts share characteristics of perfectionism, make sure that you recognize this and the destructive nature of perfectionism. Develop a strategy for rewarding yourself for achieving small goals and milestones, and commend yourself for completing tasks and avoid comparing your performance to others or to a quality standard. Simply pat yourself on the back for showing up and doing it. Finally, if you are engaging in behaviors that are ritualized to the point of being incapacitating, it might be helpful to employ some of the strategies used by those with obsessive-compulsive disorder, in order to liberate yourself from the tyranny of a compulsion and, well, basically to reintroduce choice into your life. Okay, self-regulation may not sound very glamorous, but if you have a good sense of how and where your mind tends to go as you study, you will definitely benefit. Learning how to work with intrusive thoughts can be helpful for your online studies and later in your workplace and at home. Thank you for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. I will talk to you soon. Come back. Listen often. Thank you.